Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning my guest is Dave Meberg, the CEO with Consolidated Flooring. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to be with you this morning.
We were together this past weekend in Amelia Island. Most people know Consolidated Flooring, headquartered in New York City, a family-run business, and you actually rank as one of the top five StarNet members in annual revenue with two locations, New York and Chicago. We'll get back to your business in a minute. I want to cover some news though, real quick. At the meeting, I think you were surprised you won the grand prize at the StarNet Design Awards. Tell us real quick about that.
Yeah, Kemp, we love the StarNet Design Awards. We take great pride in our submissions. We were thrilled that one of our projects, the CIBC headquarters project that took place here in New York City, won the corporate category, advanced to the next stage, and then won the grand prize awards. It was a great win for our team, and I'm real proud of the work they did.
Yeah, and another news item for you personally, you were reelected to the board. You serve as treasurer, and there were a couple other people brought onto the board.
Yeah, Dan Tilley from Bonnets joined the board, as well as Kevin Jones from Jones Schlatter. Two great additions to our board. We had a couple members cycling off from, due to term limits. I'm thrilled to be reelected. Looking forward to a great term, three-year term serving with those two.
Okay, great. So let's get back to your day job and your business. Tell us, how is business?
Business is holding. You know, in the Northeast here, the mantra, I think, in the commercial construction industry is survive till 25. You know, market demand, at least in the corporate segment, continues to struggle a little bit. But, you know, we're expanding our reach into other markets that we play in. We're hitting all our marks. We're hitting our budgets. And that's what we're looking to do. We don't see a big growth year in the Northeast, but if we can hold level, we'll be thrilled with that. In the Midwest, you know, we're more concentrated on the education segment. And the demand there has been booming, so we're seeing some great performance in the Midwest and looking forward to some real success there this year.
Yeah, little did you know when you diversified into Chicago, just to remind our listeners, you bought the assets of Vortex. You have Randy Ridge there running the day-to-day on that, and that operation actually has performed, you know, a little better than the headquarter location, right?
As far as growth over the last few years and recovery coming out of COVID, I would say yes, their market has rebounded faster than the New York location. We closed that sale in November of 2019, and little did we know that, you know, just 3-4 months later, we would virtually be shut down in the New York City market. So actually that acquisition, what I thought might be a financial strain on the business during COVID, ended up being great assistance because they did not shut down, whereas New York shut down. You know, their market, I guess maybe because they are more focused in education and New York is more focused on corporate, has certainly rebounded quicker. But New York continues to be our flagship and continues to be home to where we do the highest amount of volume.
Let's talk about, you did LaGuardia Airport. That was a major project. You often are awarded those big projects. You've got to kind of fill in between those big ones. You also did another airport up in New York, didn't you?
Well, we're in the process right now of bidding a significant amount of work at JFK.
Right.
You know, the infrastructure work is mostly underway there right now. They're expecting, I think, about $50 billion worth of construction over the next 6 to 7 year period, building really three new terminals. So that bid process is just underway right now and something we're engaged in.
So I understand that you're diversifying even further now and opening some branches. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Kemp, over the course of the last 6 to 8 months, we have been flying a flag down in Texas, down in the San Antonio market, developing the capabilities down there to perform some work. We've also opened up a branch location in Indianapolis, Indiana. Those two operations are just starting to get up and running. We're real excited about that. Today, we're announcing to our team the hiring of Phil Enck. Phil is an industry veteran, has worked most recently for Milliken in the industry, but prior to that, J&J and Constantine. Phil's a real pro. He's known to be a sales leader, and we're looking forward to his efforts in developing business opportunities and very effective sales forces in our Midwest markets now that'll encompass Indiana, Chicago, of course, and down into Texas.
need to mention, so that name may sound familiar, but he's the brother of Doug Inc, who worked with Shaw, right?
Yep, that's, I guess Doug is Phil's brother, yeah, or Phil is Doug's brother, but I guess it depends who you ask. And Phil has worked for a long time with Randy out in the Midwest. They've known each other for many years. One of the first meetings I took after we brought on the Chicago operation was with Phil to talk about how we might further develop our business relationship in the Midwest. We happened to be out in Indianapolis at a StarNet conference, and I had dinner with Phil. You know, things over time just evolved, and it worked out to the point where he'd gotten out of the industry for a little bit, but feels like he wants to come back, get back in the flooring world, and joining up with us, I believe in a week or two, will be his official start.
Okay. And on the technical side, you're also building on a relationship with Tom Cartmell, right?
Yeah. Actually, Tom came on board a couple months ago. It was ironic. You know, as you know, I was saddled earlier this winter with an injury and was working out of my home office and was introduced to Tom. Tom was also going through an injury at the time. He was about to have a knee replacement. So as we were convalescing together, we were forming the makings of the Indianapolis branch. So he was the main impetus for that branch opening up. He had reached out to us and expressed a desire to come on board and help us open up out there. And it's been great. So we feel we're going to have a great team. You know, Tom is out there right now putting all the pieces in place, and he'll get this thing going. And Phil will be assisting on the business development side and helping us in that market, as well as the two others I mentioned. And then I should also mention that we're also announcing to our team internally today the hiring of a gentleman by the name of Mike Sandis. Mike is a resident of Palm City, Florida. Mike and I have been good friends for many years. Mike was with J&J for quite a stint. He worked as there as a regional vice president in the New York market. Then he moved over to Interface. He worked as an RVP at Interface in New York and then transferred down to the Southeast. And Mike is also going to be joining Consolidated to help with our business development efforts down in the Southeast. So we're thrilled with that. We don't have any bricks and mortar down there yet, but Mike is going to come on board and help us develop more business opportunities down in Florida, where they're experiencing a significant amount of growth.
All right, Dave. Well, you've got a lot to talk about. Congratulations on all this expansion and growth and the infrastructure you're putting in. Should mention that Consolidated Flooring, which changed their name recently from Consolidated Carpet, is an 80-year-old family business. And you were telling me you want to build the infrastructure to take it to 100, right?
Yeah, that's the goal, Kim. You know, years ago, I was lucky enough to be invited to Mannington's 100th anniversary celebration in Philadelphia. You know, I got to see great accomplishment of the Campbell family and the amount of pride that they took in their family ownership for 100 years. We are at a point right now in our 81st year that we can look forward to 100. We can plan for 100, and that's where we're going. Since I've been stewarding the company, I've been a fan of incremental and manageable growth. I think what we're the changes that we're making today are setting us up for that for the next 20 years. My mission going forward, while I'm still at the helm for maybe a few more years here, is to just set the company up financially that it can survive till its 100th anniversary and let the next generation leadership start stepping forward and running a strong and successful company.
Okay, Dave, it was good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Dave Meberg, the CEO with Consolidated Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.